When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
And welcome to another day. It is Thursday as we get ready for the weekend. Thanks so much for being a part of the program. Let's get right to the headlines. Your phone calls in a minute. A couple of guests will be dropping by as well. It is Showdown Saturday. How about these two games? LSU at Alabama. Where have we heard that before? Missouri at Georgia, the number two ranked Georgia Bulldogs. That's going to take some getting used to. Maybe not for long, though. And people are pontificating about LSU and Alabama. Will that be a game of the future? Have to think so. An interesting game because often the road team, and this is more in the past than it is right now, but the road team, Alabama used to win every year in Baton Rouge. That has changed, but the road team does occasionally win more in this game than others. Missouri, Georgia is a big game. Missouri trying to hold on for a shot at the East, and they're going to have to do it Saturday morning against Georgia. There's Dog Nation reporting that. We'll talk to Griff later. You knew that already, though. It's about what happens in the air, Missouri's offense, Georgia's defense. Really a good matchup. I think when you remember the beginning of the year, this was not maybe one of those games you had circled. It is circled now. And don't forget about another sneaky good game in Oxford Saturday morning. A&M, still alive for a good season, but with Ole Miss and LSU on the road, that could damper some of the hopes. The D-line at A&M is elite. It's pretty elite at Ole Miss as well. And no matter where you go in the college football world these days, Jim Harbaugh's name comes up. Usually not very positively. Conference call last night among the commissioner and coaches, minus Jim Harbaugh. Spencer Hall joining us in about an hour. Chris Marler coming under mortar fire from South Louisiana. We'll talk to him about that later. Griff is here, the gritty, and Thamel on the latest from Michigan. Your phone calls. And let's begin with G in Atlanta. Hello, G. G, you there?
Can you hear me, Paul?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Paul. I was calling because I want to talk about that clown Elliot up in Ohio, talking about the Bulldog schedule and this and that. They shouldn't be ranked in the college rankings just came out. And like I said, I hope we play them again because Javon Willard and Harrison, I want to see his eyes coming across the middle because he might get lit up again like he did that day in that bowl game. But, Paul, what I was calling about also is this guy, he's the coordinator at Georgia Tech now. His name is Buster Faulkner, and he was growing to be the OC at Georgia before Mike Bobo got back in the picture. And I think he would be excellent for Coach Sam Pittman down in Arkansas. And he should ought to go and, you know, try to pry him away because Brent Keyes got him at Tech. And they're not, you know, doing anything special. But if you look, that offense is looking good.
You know, you're right. Georgia Tech has been one of the surprise teams in college football this year, beating, obviously, Miami. They beat North Carolina. They've won a couple of other games that I did not expect them to participate in. So, yeah, you're 100% correct.
He was trained by Todd Monken, like I said, and he was grown by Todd Monken, I'm sorry, to be the OC at Georgia. He was in Alabama,
right.
You know, and so, but Well, yeah, Paul, I want to tell you, your show is doing excellent. And once again, I want to tell my friend Jim, hey, don't let nobody steal your joy, Jim. Don't let them steal it, baby. Don't let them steal it, man. You know, they're going to talk about it. Those clowns, they're going to say what they want to say. But you're a Christian man. You believe in the Lord. And let them have their say.
Jay, always good to hear from you. We think of you often and pray for you, and let us hear from you soon.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. That's our friend Jay, who's obviously gets in occasionally, going through a lot of serious procedures in Atlanta. Bash is in Boulder. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Paul Feinbaum, how we doing?
We are doing great.
That's great to hear. So, Paul, yesterday when all the great news in Denver Broncos country just kept coming, when Josh McDaniels was fired from the Oakland Raiders, an idea sparked in my head that I think can solve everyone's problems going recently in the Michigan Wolverine scandal. Jim Harbaugh doesn't want to coach in college football anymore, and there is a vacant position waiting for him to take in the NFL, where he can take the Oakland Raiders head coaching position, take their second-round pick, go draft J.J. McCarthy, bring him in. It'll be like Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray all over again. Paul, what do you think about that?
I think it's entirely possible. Now, I think Harbaugh is catching a lot of heat right now, and I don't know whether this affects the NFL or not. I doubt with the Davis family, they really care too much about scruples, so he might be a perfect fit for them.
I think it's exactly, like you said, a perfect fit, but hopefully it's one of those fits that's exactly like Cliff Kingsbury. It's nice in the beginning of the honeymoon phase, but then slowly but surely the castle starts to crumble.
Thanks for the call. John is in Louisville. Hey, John.
Hey, God bless G, by the way, and shout out to Legend for completing his culinary advanced studies. You should have him on as a celebrity chef one day.
Absolutely.
Hey, a nice tribute to Bobby Knight on a short notice, and he kind of reminds me, you know, I have mixed views of him, but he reminds me of Woody Hayes, two great coaches that whose anger got the best of them, and their acts on the court and field overshadowed their careers. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, there's some similarities because having met both, they're both extremely intelligent, volatile, but unable. Yeah, but you know, Woody's situation was building, and it finally reached DEFCON 1. Knights was always there, but I think Knights' volatility is also what made him so great.
Yeah, and there's some parallels with Dabo lately with the mad as hell monologue and doubling down. He needs to get back to oh shucks and be a likable person, because he is a good person. Hey, Paul, are you going to have Michael Bratton on this week?
No. I didn't mean to answer
is
so quickly, but no.
Witness protection?
I'm always entertained by Michael, but I think we'll probably wait for this weekend. If Alabama wins, then maybe we'll check back with Michael next week and see how that decaying dynasty is going.
I know. Well, you got Griff. That's the second best on that front. Hey, Paul, real quick, we know ACC, Big 12, Pac-12 are the two best teams that play each other. So let's just real quick, I'll lay it out. ACC, who's going to win it?
I think the ACC, Florida State. I'm sorry. By the way, I was trying to think of somebody that they would be playing. I guess will they play Louisville? Would that be the? Yeah.
At the moment, yeah.
Yeah.
At
so
the moment,
they'll end up playing Louisville probably for the ACC, and they should win that.
Yeah, Louisville lost to Pittsburgh. Big 12. I think it's Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah,
right?
I like Texas in the rematch.
I agree. They're the better team. Pac-12, I assume you're going to go with Oregon because they're the better team.
I really
Washington.
Like Oregon. I even though they lost that game, I still thought they were the better team, and I think they're a real threat.
Big Ten, it's all about the game.
Well, the Big Ten, it's all about whether Michigan can steal their way into the championship game.
Well, all signs point toward it. excuse the pun. So your final CFP.
Well, we didn't figure out who was going to win the SEC, did we?
Oh, well, to all the Alabama fans, Georgia played so well last week, I didn't think about. But go ahead.
So that would make Georgia, Michigan, Florida State, and Oregon, or Texas. So, yeah, I mean, I think those are your five right now.
Sounds good.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it very much. Another John is up next. Hello, John.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey there.
I called before about a referee. I got another question for you. What about all this hoo-ha-ha with Jim Harbaugh and stealing signs? Who cares? I mean, the teams are not. They don't have radio communication. They signal them in their plays, and if the other guy picks it up, so what? We used to do that back in high school, back 20 years ago.
Hey, John, I understand. John, slow down a second, John. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with stealing signs. It's perfectly legal. There is something wrong with purposely sending people out weeks in advance, surreptitiously sneaking, going into stadiums and then stealing signs. That is against the rules.
Well, let me ask you a question.
No, I mean, there's no question that needs to be asked. That is a fact. It is against the rules.
I understand what you're saying, but they swap film of games. So what's the difference?
Difference is those signs are being hidden in the films. They're not being hidden if you are a fan in the stands.
Well, not necessarily. If you look at the film closely enough, you can probably pick it up.
Well, but what you don't know, John, and by the way, you never know this for sure, whether the signals change, but I'm just telling you what I think, and also reflecting the majority of coaches in college football think Jim Harbaugh is ripping off the opposition, but that's just an opinion, and you obviously...
Well, what's that? They're paranoid about everything because of their high salaries and the chance.
Hey, John. John, have you ever looked at what Jim Harbaugh's record was at Michigan before he started stealing signs and what it is afterwards?
No.
Well, I have because I actually care about stuff like this. Not tell me what happened 20 years ago. And the Jim Harbaugh before he started being accused of stealing signs was about to get fired 3 years ago. The next Jim, the new Jim Harbaugh, is about to become the highest paid coach in college football after going to the playoffs for 3 years. I wonder what's so hard to figure out about that. We'll take a short break. We are coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We're back, and Steve is up next in Michigan. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing today?
We're doing well.
Thanks for taking my call. First-time caller. I guess my whole question is, being up here and following the story the whole time and seeing you speak yesterday, I couldn't get through, but, I mean, you're exactly right. The Big Ten is the only one that can step in on the whole Michigan thing. There's a pile of evidence, I guess. I don't understand, first off, why other schools like Tennessee aren't just up in arms over South Carolina, and I understand Hooker getting hurt on a non-contact and everything, but they just got railed after looking like such a good team. Like, where, why is more pressure not getting put on the Big Ten commissioner to do something? And now, and I know they got their stupid little meeting again tonight, but and what needs to be done? I mean, this is just affecting the integrity of every aspect of college football. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know what more pressure can be altered or offered. I think yesterday was a pretty pressurized day for Tony Petitti. I mean, the real question I have is what's going on these phone calls? Is it just window dressing or is it legitimate? And I feel certain that the commissioner, who is fairly new, first season, is hearing from coaches in real time about what they believe is malfeasance. And I think that's a first step. The real issue is what can possibly be done about this.
Well, what about I feel like the SEC commissioner, like, even more involvement. I mean, this affected, we see this. We saw this. We saw what this did. I mean, this is affecting other conferences. The Pac-12.
Yeah, but
no,
you have to, for another commissioner to get involved, I mean, there has to be incontrovertible proof, and I don't think there is.
Those wristbands and the way that South Carolina went through?
Well,
I mean, I'm just asking.
I don't think you can go back a year and start investigating something. I think that's past. What the germane issue is whether or not the Big Ten is going to be associated with this. And really, I think it goes even beyond the Big Ten. I think the real onus is on the University of Michigan. I mean, how many times has a Michigan fan beat their chest to you or me or anybody else about how great they are? And you've got a president who is basically a cheerleader. We know that. And you've got an AD who I'm sure is embarrassed to be associated with Jim Harbaugh right now.
Well, and he should be embarrassed to be associated with some other things that have gone on at the school as well. But that's kind of a different conversation. But it blows my mind to see the actual fabric and integrity of the game just threatened the way that it absolutely is, because you already have fans. I get the money, I get all that, but I mean, we already got, there's so many moving parts in college football as it is right now anyway.
What you don't want, Steve, is let's say Michigan wins a national championship, and what should be the greatest moment in modern Michigan history could end up being one of the worst, because I still don't believe that the spotlight is burning that brightly. I mean, I think right now you have a handful of reporters who are investigating, but I think you're going to have many more. I think.
Do you really think the fall is still waiting? Do you see a bigger tide still coming?
Yes, I do. Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because Connor Stallion, to me, is a two-bit hustler, and my experience with people like that is that they will eventually turn, especially if this gets beyond where it is right now. And what I mean by that is there some criminal intent here? And you wouldn't be amazed, because we see it every day, but people flip. And I think that's Jim Harbaugh's greatest nightmare right now, is that for somebody that was in the middle of all this turns on him and starts telling the truth, as opposed to all of us trying to figure out what we believe or what we think we believe.
What do you think the odds of Vegas gambling federal authorities' involvement with any of this and more pressure coming?
Well, that's what I think. That's where I was going. I think if you know, right now you have no meaningful organization investigating this. I mean, I know the FBI is involved on some peripheral level, but not about this. So there needs to be proof. I mean, the DOJ or the organization in Michigan there is, you just can't just open up an investigation without proof. And But I think the proof is coming. I think this thing is about to take a very wicked turn. Thank you for the call. Stacy in Birmingham is up next.
Paul Feinbaum, what's up, baby?
Hey there.
Did I hear J.K. say yesterday that you need to go get a casket from Smith & Gaskin?
That's exactly what he said.
No, tell him we use Dante Jill. And besides that, Paul, I got a special guest, a true Alabama legend that want to say hello to you. But before they come on, let me say this to you, Paul. We're going to play a game. I want you to answer two questions for me. It's going to be fact or opinion. The first question is, Miami program isn't relevant. Is that a fact or is that an opinion?
That's a fact.
Okay, number two, Miami fans at the end of the season are always looking at Alabama or Georgia winning championships. Is that a fact or opinion?
That's a fact.
You take that to the bank, JK, and keep Alabama name out your mouth. Now, Paul, I got this Alabama legend that want to say hello to you.
Okay.
Hello, Paul Feinbaum.
Hello, who are we talking to here?
Gene Jokes, how you doing? I wanted to follow you all the time. I haven't seen you since Charles Barkley's mother's funeral. You recall?
I do recall that. What a sad, memorable day that was out in Leeds.
Hey, man, yes, sir, it was. Actually, Paul, the guy that calls your show is affiliated with our funeral home here in Birmingham, and I was shocked he had called me. I'm out here in Brookwood today, and last night I was just thinking about the LSU game. We were number 15. Now, we were number 20, if you recall, and they were number 15 with Wendell Davis and those guys. And
yeah.
I forgot the quarterback name. I forgot his name, the little guy for LSU. However, you remember that day we threw a sweep pass, and we tied LSU. I think they scored when Wendell Davis went down the sideline, if you recall, back in 85. And we tied them 14-14, and Coach Perkins said that he thought that we had enough time. I don't really think we had enough time with a minute and some seconds on the clock. But my point is, Paul, I'm proud of you. Congratulations, man. And I wanted to say Roll Tide, and that memory goes way back for me, 30-some years at LSU down in Death Valley.
No, I remember that well. Say, hey, thanks for hopping on here. I hope to see you again very soon. I'll be in town not too far from now. We'll take a short break. We have a long way to go. Mike Griffith a little bit later on. We'll talk to Spencer Hall and many more guests.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back here. It is Thursday, and we are delighted to say hello to Chris in Arkansas. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Paul Feinbaum?
We're doing great.
I want to know why Dabo Sweeney up so much scrutiny. Because he got that dude told off. If the dude was going up to come at him like that, why couldn't he come at him like that?
Well, I guess nobody stopped him from doing it. He did it.
But why is he getting so much scrutiny by speaking out?
Well, a lot of people agree with him, Chris. My thought was that if you're a professional and you're talking to people who aren't professional, maybe you should give them a little bit of slack because they're just a caller who cares deeply about your program. But then again, I try not to be as thin-skinned and as egocentric as Dabo Sweeney.
Right, right, right. I understand where you come from. And two more plays. I'm gonna let you go, Mr. Firebolt.
Okay.
Do you think Sam Pittman will be, you think Sam Pittman will be in Arkansas next year?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. I had to think about that, but the answer is yes.
And another thing, you think LSU gonna beat Alabama this weekend?
No.
All right, thank you, Mr. Firebone. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Yeah, that was the second question was easier for me to answer than the first question. Harry is in New Orleans. Hello, Harry.
Hey, Paul. It's good to hear you again.
Thank you very much.
And it's been the first chance I've had in quite a long time to call in because I was on a long, tough road and battle to try to save my vision. But the bright side is, Paul, while I may not be able to see the show anymore, I am in a position now to get back to where I can listen regularly, and that's a tremendous help, and I'm looking forward to it. You have no idea what being able to tune into your show is going to mean to me in the future from this day on.
Well, Harry, thank you for saying that, and I am terribly sorry to hear about your struggles. I don't understand it completely, but I do understand a little bit about that, and I'm delighted to hear you sounding good, though.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, Paul, those corneal transplants, they last about an average of 20 years with,
right,
if you don't have any problems. And I've had several of them, and when you get to a certain age, you run out of options with them. And
sure.
But like I said, the bright side is, Paul, it didn't affect my hearing. So I'm looking forward. And what a week to come back full-time to the show, the LSU-Alabama game, et cetera. And
so tell me this, because I want an expert opinion from New Orleans. Give me your view of the game.
Well, Paul, you know, I've tried to listen to all the games on radio, the ones I could get, and I think Alabama's, you know, well on their way to improving each week, and particularly with the defense, and offense is close behind. Unfortunately for LSU, I think that defense is just a week-to-week thing. And, of course, I'm an Alabama fan behind Tulane, but I do give a slight edge to Alabama. I think special teams are going to play a big part in it. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, LSU's special teams the last couple of years haven't really been.
Well, they're a little better this year. They couldn't have been any worse than they were last year.
Correct. But I'm really looking forward to listening to that game, and I'll be listening to you every day, Paul. I won't be able to call in as much as I'd like to, but please know that I appreciate you and thank you and all your staff. They've been very kind.
Harry, great to hear you back, and You keep getting better, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much. We go from New Orleans to New Orleans. Dwayne is up next.
Here comes Mike the Tiger. We're going to jump on the elephant. We're going to eat the elephant up. We're going to jump on them. Talking about no, tell that man no. The man asked you a question. You think LSU going to beat Alabama? You should have told that man yes. Beat him by 10. You should have told him that, Paul.
Because you and I both know, Dwayne, that Alabama is going to whip the Tigers.
Here come Mike the Tiger. You know what time it is. We're gonna let that tiger out, that Bengal tiger. You know what's up. What you say?
Hey, Dwayne, this may sound crazy, but do you do that tiger in any other forum than this show?
No, I mean, your show.
So you don't run around the house doing the tiger bit?
Here come that tiger. Here come that tiger. We'll jump on the elephant. We're going to eat the elephant up. We're going to eat the elephant up. Watch it.
Have you, that's a good tiger imitation. Thank you. I got the wrong tiger there. Terry is up next in Arkansas.
Yeah, hello. I just wonder why the College Playoff Football Committee, they're supposed to be all these men of such integrity and so high up and concerned about the sport and everything and got all this, that, and the other and all these qualifications. Why aren't they stepping in and punishing Michigan? Why are they still got them in the top four and everything? Why don't they do something about it instead of sitting around waiting on the NCAA to do something? Because the NCAA ain't going to do nothing until two or three down the road, and then they're going to take their wins away and take this away and take that away. They need to step up and have some guts in this country and quit letting people just cheat and do what they want to do.
Well, Terry, first of all, I don't think they really have any jurisdiction. This is a group of people whose job it is to do what? I'm not sure, but basically watch football and rank the teams in the order that they see. So I think from that standpoint, they're hiding behind semantics, but it really is up to a couple of other people to make a decision and determination. I hope that's happening right now.
Well, I just don't see why they can't. Why don't they just break precedent? And maybe they judge everything else. They're judging them on the football field. Why don't they judge what they do off the field for a change?
Well, because that's not within their jurisdiction.
Well, I understand that, but maybe they need to make it within their jurisdiction, because I wouldn't put Michigan in my top five, because like I looked at it, they ain't really beat nobody. They've been beating up on everybody that I don't think they've really played anybody yet that I can see.
Well, they haven't. They'll play their first decent, and I mean decent, not great, but decent team next week. Thank you for the call. We'll take a short break. We have a long way to go. We hope you'll stick around. We are off and running here with a caller only first hour.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Rick is up next as we continue. Rick is from Houston.
Hey, Paul. Man, I thought we had dropped in on a private moment there with Dwayne. Caught him right after he got home from the rig in the throes of passion there for a second.
No doubt.
And then looking forward to having seeing what Chris Marler's got to say. He not only got it from South Louisiana, he got it from Houston today as well. So, hey, did I hear that the sapient one said that Alabama needs to rush all 11 players against LSU on Saturday?
That is correct.
I hope to God they do that, because that would be awesome. I just enjoy watching Neighbors and Brian Thomas just jog to the end zone after that. But hey,
I think you're right.
Paul, I want to give you my outlook on the game. I think LSU's going to win maybe 38-23, 38-28. But you know what? No matter what they do, God willing, I'm going to wake up Sunday morning. Life will go on. I'll still live in America. I'll still be a Tiger fan bleeding purple and gold. I'll still have the friends that I've made on your show, and I'll still call into the Feinbaum Show and be able to tell Jim what a lying piece of crap hypocrite I think he is.
Only in America.
Only in America. God bless you, Paul.
Thank you for calling. Thank you very, very much. Matt is up next.
Hey, brother. I want to talk to you about the game, but Jim, as well. What I was trying to say yesterday, Paul, on Monday, I got tongue twisted. That happens to me. I stutter. for A&M to win this game versus Lane Kiffin, Lane Kiffin likes to establish a run 56% of the time to spread out his offense, do deep do play action pass. A&M needs to be able to stop the run, get pressure on the quarterback, and be able to get some defensive stops and special teams as well. But when it comes to that, this game is important to A&M for recruiting and for a statement-type game. That's a gym. You know what you use Sapien? Sapien conversation is not a word, Paul. Only thing Sapien about that is Homo sapien was around when Neanderthal was around, lived in caves, died out 40 million years ago. So, Jim, shut up, moron. That's not a word. That's not in the dictionary. And dig him, Paul. We're going to beat Ole Miss. And I got one request. Bring Johnny Football on your show. I want to see what he thinks about the game.
Pat is up next. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Paul, thanks. Harry, you hang in there, man. You just take care and hang in there. I listen to radio broadcasts, too. I'm not too upset, Paul, with the rankings that came out Tuesday. We are in the top four, and the only reveal that really matters is the last one in December. And I think Georgia's probably going to be number one if we take care of our business. I listened to Boo Corrigan. I think that's his last name. And his take was, as long as a team is bowl eligible, then they're eligible to be considered in the rankings. And you know, that's their take on it. I've been thinking about Spygate, and I think something needs to do about it. It would be nice if Michigan did something about it. It's probably, if anything's done, it might be the Big Ten's commissioner's office. It's certainly not going to be the NCAA anytime soon. They're always a day late and a dollar short. But John Burke has got a nice section in Bartlett's, and the only thing that evil needs to triumph, Paul, is that good men do nothing.
That's great. I've always liked that one. Thank you very much, Pat. You take care of yourself. Thank you for the call. Paul is in Kansas. You're on the air. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, I got a question for you. Are you going to be in Tuscaloosa tomorrow?
No.
No, you're not going to make it? Well, I want to tell you, my son and I, we're in the car even as I speak, and we're traveling to Tuscaloosa for the game and hoping we get to see you there. Anyways,
well, yeah, I'm
I
sorry. Yeah, no, we've been to Tuscaloosa twice in the first 8 weeks of the year, so we have to get to other campuses.
Yeah.
So we'll be in Oxford tomorrow.
Okay, well, that'll be a good game, be a good time for you too. But I was hoping we'd get to see you. I heard John call in a while ago from Louisville, and you gave your championship predictions. And I'm not so sure you've got this Big 12 champion down right, though.
Well, tell me where I'm wrong.
Texas, there's a pretty good chance, Paul, that Texas won't even get the Big 12 championship.
Yeah, I mean, they could lose. I mean, they've got a couple of tough games. I'm not certain about any of this. I was just simply responding to his question.
They've got a real tough game Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, there are five schools tied right now. Hey, Paul, thanks. I'm sorry we're going to miss each other tomorrow. Ricky is up next. Hello, Ricky. Hey, Ricky. Robert is up next in South Carolina. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Paul, how you doing? I'm a big fan, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I just find it hilarious about Dabo Swinney and deal. But you know there's going to be a lot of vacant seats for this game because people got broken ankles, right, jumping off the bandwagon. But my question is I've heard about South Carolina being into this science stealing and all. What is the punishment for the AD or the coach, if that is proven so? Would both
well,
of them be
there,
fired?
I mean, I don't think we've ever seen this before, so I don't think it's going to be that severe, but it depends on the evidence. It depends on how the proceedings go. But you know, as far as South Carolina, I mean, that's a lot of scuttlebutt right now. I don't think anybody has seen anything concrete on that. I don't think it's going to be a factor. Thank you very, very much for the call. Ronald is up next in Illinois. Hey, Ronald.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, this first time caller. I really enjoy your show, and I enjoy listening to your callers. My question is, it's kind of in the future. I mean, a lot of games to go, but what if Alabama was to win on out, win every game, okay, then Georgia, number one, they win out, all right, and they play each other. Alabama beats Georgia. So who's going to get to go to the playoffs in there? I mean, does that put both of them in there or put Alabama in there, or how's that going to work?
Well, it's certainly going to put Alabama in because they're the SEC champion, and they would only have one loss. And it's possible that one loss would be to a top five or six school. So I think that is absolute. Alabama would go in. They would have the most important win in the season. And then it's just a matter of how else it shakes out. Thank you for the call. Really appreciate it. We head to the break. We have another couple hours to go. We hope you'll stick around.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.